Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to our Bible study for this evening. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we are so grateful for all you do. We thank you for the time we can study your word. And I pray that you'd bless it to our hearts. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Tonight, we're going to be looking at knowing God. Not knowing about God, knowing God. And we'll be looking at 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. I have a question for you. Why were we put on this earth? What should be our goal in life? What's the secret to eternal life? I know that was three questions, but that's okay. The answer to all of those questions is the same. Two words, knowing God. That's what God wants for me. That's what he wants for you more than anything else in our lives. In fact, in Hosea chapter 6, verse 6, God said, I'd rather for you to be faithful and to know me than to offer sacrifices. More than our time, more than our talents, more than our treasure, God wants us to know him and to know him personally. Today, the popular thing is to know yourself. Find out who you are. Get in touch with your inner feelings. Discover the real you. Well, I'll give you a little secret, folks. Unless you get to know God, you'll never get to know you. When it comes to knowing God, there really are four groups of people in the world. The first group is people who don't know God and really don't care that they know God. Either they don't believe or they don't have any desire to have a personal relationship with him, even if there was a God. Second group of people are people who don't know God, but they think they do. There are lots of religious folks like that. There are lots of people sitting in the pews and churches like that. They honestly think that they know God, but they really don't. Third group are people who know God, but they're not real sure that they know him. Perhaps they've trusted the Lord sometime in their life. They made a commitment to the Lord, but somehow they've just not seen any growth in their lives. They know the Lord. They're just not real sure about a personal relationship with him. And then there's a fourth group of people, and those are the people who know God, and they know that they know God. Amen. These are the people with deep personal relationships to God who would never, ever, you would never be able to convince them that they didn't know the Lord. So the Apostle John is talking to this fourth group in 1 John chapter 2 at verse 3. He says, we know that we have come to know him if we obey his commandments. John said it's possible not only to know God, but to know that you know God. In fact, the very reason Jesus came to this earth was so that you and I could know God and become his friend. Is that something you've not heard? Romans chapter 5, verse 11, Paul said, now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God, all because of what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us in making us, listen to this next phrase, friends of God. Think about that. You can know God to such an extent that you and he can become best friends. He wants you to be his best friend. And not only that, when Jesus came, it's why God sent Jesus. In 2 Corinthians 5:18, Paul said, all this is done by God through Jesus. He changed us from enemies into friends. We're friends. Can you think of a greater privilege in your life than becoming a friend of God? Wow. How many times do you hear people talking about how much they know, how brave and strong they are, how many things they possess? God said the only thing worth talking about is you understanding him and knowing him. That word know in the Hebrew language means to know with your senses, not just your mind. It's not just an intellectual knowledge. It's an emotional knowledge. Not just knowing about God in your head, it means knowing God in your heart. See, the average person thinks that just believing in God is really all that's necessary. But that's a long way from knowing God and having a relationship with Him. You can not only know that you know God, you can show others that you know God too. We say, Pastor, how can you do that? Well, by obeying and keeping His commandments. Let me read again, 1 John chapter 2, 3 and 4. When we obey God, we are sure that we know Him. But if we claim to know Him and don't obey Him, we are lying and the truth is not in us. Wow, John didn't mix any words, did he? You can claim to know God all you want to. You can call yourself a believer and a follower of Jesus Christ until you have no more voice left. But if you don't keep His commandments, you don't do what He tells you to do, then you're lying. You know, I don't think the average follower of Jesus really understands how crucial it is to be obedient in their relationship to the Lord. It's crucial for our spiritual happiness. It's indispensable to our spiritual health. And it's absolutely necessary for our spiritual holiness. There's nothing that will cause you to doubt your salvation more, or to doubt you know God more, or to doubt that you have a relationship with God more than disobedience. Serving God, folks, is not the same as obeying God. I know lots of people serve God, but they're not obeying Him. There's a difference between those two. Obedience is doing what God wants you to do, when God wants you to do it, where God wants you to do it, the way God wants you to do it. And when it comes to knowing God, folks, talk's cheap. Talk's cheap. You can show that you know God by living a life of surrendered obedience. One of the things we ought to pray for every day is that we would grow in our knowledge of the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 1, Paul said, we are to ask God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give us spiritual wisdom and understanding so that we might grow in our knowledge of God. You see, the more time we spend with someone, the more we get to know them and the better we get to know them. Well, the same thing is true with God. We can grow in our knowledge of the Lord. We ought to know God better today than we knew Him yesterday, and better tomorrow than we knew Him today. So, how can we grow in our knowledge of God? Well, let me give you two or three things here. Number one, we need to practice God's presence. We need to train our minds to remember God consistently. We're to maintain continuous contact with Him. That's why Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, pray all the time. Pray without ceasing. Some people think that spending time with God means you get alone with Him just a certain period of time. That's great. But the truth is, there should never be a time when we are not spending time with God. You should practice the presence of God every moment of our life. When you get up in the morning, good morning, Lord. Thank you for the day that you're about to unfold before me. During the day, Lord, give me wisdom in this situation. Guide me along this day. At nighttime when we go to bed, thank you, Father, for another day. Pray that you keep my heart and my mind focused while I sleep. So, folks, we need to learn to practice the presence of God. But secondly, we need to think about God's principles. There's more you know, because the more you know what God says, the more you hear what God wants. The more you hear what God wants, the better you're able to carry out His will. And the better able you are to carry out His will, the closer you will get to Him. And the closer you get to Him, the better you will know Him. Wow. I'm going to say that again. The more you know what God says, the more you hear what God wants. The more you hear what God wants, the better able you are to carry out His will. And the better able you are to carry out His will, the closer you get to Him. And the closer you get to Him, the better you will know Him. So we need to learn to practice God's presence. We need to think about God's principles. Number three, we need to be sure we are pleasing the Lord. James 4:8 says, draw nigh unto God, and He will draw nigh unto you. You know, there are two things that really do please the Lord: when we trust Him and when we obey Him. That way we grow in our relationship with God, when we believe what God says and we do what He asks. In the book of Samuel, God says, it is better to obey than sacrifice. You see, the more you love God, the more you will obey God. The more you obey God, the closer you're going to be to God. The closer you are to God, the more you will know God. The more you will know God, the more you will love God. And the circle continues over and over again. Knowing God is not only the key to our earthly life, it is essential for eternal life. Jesus said in John chapter 17, verse 3, eternal life is to know you, the only true God, and to know Jesus Christ, the one you sent. There's nothing more important than knowing God. Paul told Timothy, some of the people have missed the most important thing in their life because they don't know God. Only those who know God are going to enjoy eternal life. Listen to what the Apostle John said. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. So folks, we can know God. We can know Him through knowing His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can know that we know Him because we are obeying His commandments, and there's nothing more important than that. Amen. Well, next week we're going to be looking at connecting with the body of Christ. But come this Friday, I mean, check us out. We're on Treasured Words on Friday morning around about 8 o'clock or so. Look us up. We're going to be in church this Sunday. Neither rain nor sleet nor snow. You know all about that. We're going to be there Sunday. You know what? God is good all the time. See you then.